the interest in something she'd done, he'd tell them. Why she got her information to do what she did. And then she'd give them that book and they'd read, sit there, read, sometimes they'd sit there for several hours. I remember one young doctor who bought her one time. His father, an old family doctor for a long time. And so
she learned
him. He stayed, he went out to the house and read all evening one evening. So then she lay and said, hungry. But he told her he'd go right ahead and read it and get through where he could bring it right back, which he did. But there was a lot of things that people would come after her for. My father used to be a lot of chaplains for people dying in the neighborhood. So when he died, a week before he died, he asked me if I knew how to build a homemade church. I told him I did. And he told me to have one made for him. He kept lumber there a long time to build his chassis. He'd build it, brother was made to build it. He didn't want that chassis. But then the old nigga died out there one time, and there wasn't any place, well, there was sawmills around, and there was no place right handy to get lumber to build his chassis. And another old boy, and his father said, I said, take mine, build him when I left. Another old boy, and he built him a chassis out of his father's lumber. Then, for a lot of times, that we got to all fixed up. Really now, and they come in and line that and stick it all up inside, tight, you know, and trim it all up inside. Oh boy, then, well, says, I don't believe we can let that on the air. I said, I think, let's roll that on the bed, keep it
there. That's a good word, man.
People was always good to the niggas, yeah, in a way. In another way, they were better up on. I've seen a many of the dead days. The mine out there was right close to our place. And they worked over 1,000 niggas at that mine. Of course, every all time they'd kill one another.
They used knives mostly?
No, they'd use knives or guns, anything. I remember one time he was a woodchopper. He come in and called another neighbor, and they run out and he took us. Right down side of a little branch, a little trail, and he was running behind him. And he still had his axe. Had an old bug axe. He'd been hewing cross ties. And so he couldn't sit there with him. He threw that axe right. And he cut that naked head clean off. And this little trail run right down by the stream and come right out the edge of the trail. And that head rolled off into that water, into that little stream. There's a lot of people talk about that a long time.
I guess so.